Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Disappointing moment All the way that you think. What looks like that you failed, that you messed up, that you screwed it up, made a mistake. Guess what? It all fades into God. There are no mistakes in God. There are no mistakes. That is our, quest. I'll use that. That's our quest. That's our awakening. That's what we need to embrace. That's what we need to remember. That's what we need to embody, that there are no mistakes in God. So when there are no mistakes in God, and we say we make a mistake, but we're one with God, and God is the only thing happening, we can chill a little. We can chill and say, well, wait, maybe it's not a mistake. Maybe somewhere I'm learning something I need to do differently. Maybe I'm learning something that I don't know I'm learning. How about that? It all fades into God. No matter how bad it is, no matter how traumatic it is, no matter how much you think you failed, no matter what pain you're going through, it all fades into God. What does that mean for you? That's what's important. What does that mean for you? The sacred medicine in this song that we just heard. Inside my pain is the seed of my strength. Inside of my pain It's the seed of my strength. What if, when you feel in pain, no matter what it looks like, you are now tapping into the strength that is stronger than anything you can ever imagine? What if, when you're in pain, you are at your strongest? Oh, that is the truth. But it gets kind of tricky, because in pain, we are vulnerable. And vulnerability to the ego is like, oh, hell no. We ain't going out like this. And once you remember the truth of life, the truth of who you are, you may just find the courage, the faith, the hope, the trust to say, even though I don't like where I'm at, even though this is challenging, even though this is painful, it all fades into God. And sometimes, for the most part, we don't always see the bigger picture, especially if we are hooked by the pain. So you may just need to go get yourself a painkiller, whatever that looks like. Well, within reasons. Yeah, well, get yourself a painkiller, but don't overdose. How about that? Whatever the painkiller is, just a tad to help you catch a breath. You know, don't get crazy. Just enough for you to say, I just need a quick painkiller so I can go, it all fades into God. Okay, I'm in pain. Ouch, ouch. I don't know if I can do this. Just another one. Ah, it all fades into God. What does that mean? A moment to change your perspective. A moment to create miracles. A moment to say yes to you. A moment to embrace yourself when you're feeling the most vulnerable. I know, this world we created, we haven't created a world that's designed, or generally speaking anyway, to support us while we're feeling vulnerable. But here's a trick. It is supposed to be like that. How else would you learn to trust yourself if you're just supported everything that you do? There's no restrictions, there are no rules, you know. Oh yeah, there'll be no need for us to be here. You will be part of a group of teachers in the non-physical realm being channeled through another human being who is experiencing vulnerability. So if you're on this planet, if you're feeling vulnerable, you're afraid, it's part of the process. Don't tell anybody. They don't know. It's part of the process. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes we're afraid we're going to lose someone we care about. Sometimes we're afraid we're going to lose ourselves, lose our own mind. We're going to lose our mind and we won't know what to do. And that's probably true. But the truth is, the truth with a capital T is, even if you lose your mind and you're out of control, you are in connection, you are an expression of a divine intelligence that knows what it needs to do for its survival, to sustain itself, to resource itself. It all fades into God. It all fades into God. And you can make the process of that fading process, by recognizing this is a human experience. There's a lesson here. I embrace it. I am grounded. Let me feel what I'm feeling. How do I feel? I feel sad. I feel excited. I feel joyful. I feel pain. I feel out of control. I feel lost. Yes, just feel your body. Let your body speak to you. That's right. Ricky Byers Beckwith, it all fades into God. Her virtual home is RickyBB.com. WeLetItBe.com. RickyBB.com. WeLetItBe.com. It bees what it bees. I don't know if there's a .com for that. And the other house where you can, the other virtual home from Ricky Byers Beckwith, is the home that she, well, actually, she might not be there tonight. But her essence, her presence always there is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And I want to welcome you to this house of love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired and you make a difference. Welcome home to yourself. I commend you for taking your vitamin A. Actually, your vitamin double A. No, actually, it's vitamin triple A. But why do we have middle names anyway? Some people use their middle name. They don't go by their, they don't go by their middle name. I hear some minds ticking. Yes, we have middle names. We don't use them. Some of us can't stand our middle names. Some of us don't tell folks about our middle name. Like, why do you want to know? You ain't supposed to know. And then they say, I want to know. Why don't you want to tell me? Just tell me your middle name. No. Nobody calls me by my middle name. We don't even know your middle name. I'm going off on a tangent on middle names. I actually had the thought this morning, so I just needed to express that so I can focus. I need to get that out of the way. But your name is I Am. That's your true name. That's right. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Life Conversations Radio is the house of love. And when you tune in to yourself. You better come back. You better come back to yourself. Come back to the beginning. Come back to love. Come back to life. Life wants to love you. Support you in helping you grow. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as the metaphysical rebel, naughty professor, life coach, Ade Adebola Anifowoshe, Ade Anifowoshe, Ade, 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 Ade. You know, the I Am presence doesn't really care what label you give it. But the unique expression of the I Am presence is concerned about how it sounds. So anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. There are a few people that do. Celeste, you do, right? Don't you?
I'm ready for you, Life Coach Ade. Yeah. You know, I had a thought, though, that in the quest for love, mm-hmm. our names might have clues in them. So I'm not going to ask you what your middle name is, but I would
I already know
the answer. I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You can.
So you could tell me no on the air and chop me up. No, boy, I'm not playing with you.
Well, I'm going to tell you no. Let's clear about that. I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
But what, so, okay. But what I'm trying to tell you is...
Go ahead, I love it.
What I'm trying to tell you is that in our quest for love, sometimes the tools are in our name. For instance, my name is Celeste Shante Morgan. Celeste is heavenly, Shante is to sing, and Morgan has all of these meanings about being a sweet sea dweller and going out into the deep. So in my quest for love, those are sacred tools that I take with me, because I know what my name means. So even if you don't want to tell people what your middle name is, I would suggest you look it up and see what kind of fruit it has for you.
Oh, I'm living, as a matter of fact, my middle name, I'm living it. I am living
Beautiful.
My middle name. I'm living my first name, I'm on the precipice of taking a flight with my last name, one with money and knows what to do with it. I know what to do with money, and it's running to me right now. Now, but let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your name is Heavenly. Your middle name is to sing, right? Mm-hmm. And your last name means what? Morgan means what?
It's a dark seas, stormy seas, sea dweller.
Sea dweller. Okay, so if you combine all of that together, what do you need to remember on your quest for love?
Oh, my goodness, that the angels are always with me, that it's my job to express freely, and also remember to go out into the deep and get ready for the haul, because water is about emotions, and Jesus walked on water, but Jesus really walked over top of his emotions.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe became one with it.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a little name game.
Express your heavenly song, my friend, and plant seeds of transformation.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to do that with your announcements. Are you ready for it?
I am ready. You're ready. I am already ready.
Wonderful. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a nutty professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like for Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of May is Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week is Reunion Week with return guests Barbara Berger and Priestess Callista. They will be here sharing their special gifts with us. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to tune in to Ancestral Blueprints, which will also be airing next week. It's the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Day. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth in tarot, numerology, and medicine cards. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more info. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. But did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu. and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Aday.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. When
thank
you say
you.
The calling number is, I don't know, the last few days, there's a children's song, well, it's not children, teenagers, and something that they're calling all the monsters, calling all the monsters. So every time you say calling, I hear that song in my head.
Oh, I don't know that. I'm going to have to learn it.
You know, they're around children who watch Nickelodeon and all that other children programs. So when you're around children like that, you get to hear calling all the monsters, calling all the monsters. Even on your quest to love, calling all the monsters. Let them know you're not afraid of them.
How appropriate. I love it, Life Coach Today. Now, you just go ahead and spin that web and give us something to think about today.
Yes, let's see. Let's see what we got to say, because I am waiting to hear what has to be said, because it's going to be good. It's going to be great. I know that much. It's going to be just what we need. All right, so you'll be back around one, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And we have some great questions for you, too, today.
Oh, we have some. I haven't looked at it yet. I see questions. I will always wait for you to read it. So I'm looking forward to the questions. why do I do that? I don't know why I do it. I guess
Would
I
you
want to
be me?
Nope.
You want to be heavenly like I am.
Bye, Celeste.
Bye.
Goodbye. Yes. Celeste, okay, big-headed. Thinks she's the only one that's heavenly. Shoot. You have to be heavenly to be a king. That's what I'm just saying. I am. That I am. I got my two hands up. I'm saying, ha! My head cocked to the side. What? Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Aday Radio Show. Welcome all of you that are listening, those of you on the phone line, those listening online, and those of you listening on the archive, yes. Zobatron is in the house. Welcome. Silent listeners, this guy says, yes, Cynthia is in the house. I see you, Cynthia. Trying to sneak and think you can listen on a download. I'm going to call you out. I may even unmute you if I'm really feeling it, but I know you pretend you're shy, but we know you're not. I dare you to press one. How's Alani you doing? Give her my love. Today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is the quest for love. What is it all about? What is life all about? Life is simply about the quest for love. Do you know, life is really the ultimate reality TV show. You know, life itself is the real reality. And we are in something, empowered, that's the word, but there's something else. But I use the word loaded. You're loaded with all the tools. There's another word. There's something else. I'm hearing a word. What is it? It ain't coming, so I'll leave it alone. But in this game of life, it's like a labyrinth. It's like a maze. And we're looking for love, finding love. And we're doing all kind of things for love. What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything. Don't scare people away with that. They certainly ain't going to listen to you for love. Oh, I forgot my singing voice is sleeping. My singing voice was out on a gig last night, so I got to always remember that when I'm doing the show. But if my singing voice was up right now, oh, my God, y'all would just be falling out. But the quest, we try everything, and, you know, shows up in so many ways. It's a trick, isn't it? It's a universal trick. You know, we look for love in the form of happiness, in the form of peace, inner freedom. And we struggle with arriving at a solution,
at a solution and being in a place where we feel at peace. And it's this thing called life is the best movie ever written. It is the best movie that was ever written. And we're all part of it. We're all the actors, the extras, and you can get to say, cut, take whatever you want. Take 10, take 10,000. You can come into the scene whenever you want. But the truth is right within us. We know. That we are going to come out the hero. But the key is, the question is, at the end of the movie, in preparation for the sequel, how much did you love? How much did you listen? Did you listen to yourself? Did you pay attention to your body? Did you pay attention to your spirit? Did you allow the ups and downs of life to spin you, that you lost control and you found yourself drowning in love? And those who are afraid to let go look at you and say, you're so immature. You just think life is just about play and fun. And you say, that's what it's all about. Haven't you heard? Unless you become like a little child, you will not align, enter, find your way into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven that is within, the kingdom of heaven that is at hand, that is right here. The password is fun and play. And when you allow yourself to fall into the kingdom of heaven, the realm of unlimited potential, oh my God, you start to realize, wait, there is an answer. There is a bigger meaning to what I'm going through and growing through. The things are not as bad as I thought it was. I'm not a failure after all. Oh, my God. Wow, I'm having a deep compassion for myself. All this time I judge myself about what I think I can do, what I thought I could do, where I thought I failed, or other people that I judge. Oh, my God. I see the bigger picture. I see the bigger picture. I now realize that I am a candle in the dark that life reaches out for. Life comes out and grabs you because you're a candle to help others find their path. So on the quest for love, when you remember that you are a candle, and life is reaching out to you so that you can help others to find their way. Oh, my God. You allow love and life to be your tour guide. Then you get to experience life differently. And you allow the intellectuals to do what they do without judgment. And you can look at the intellectuals and smile. Say, okay, so cute. I see your beauty. I see the God in you. I see the love in you. Let me tell you what Rumi said about the intellectuals. They're everywhere. Wherever you are in the world, you'll find them. Wherever you are in the country, you'll find them. Sometimes it is you. This is what Rumi said about the intellectual. The intellectual is always showing off. The lover is always getting lost. The intellectual runs away. Afraid of drowning. The whole business of love is to drown in the sea. Intellectuals plan their repose. Lovers are ashamed to rest. The lover is always alone, even surrounded with people. Like water and oil, he remains apart. The man who goes to the trouble of giving advice to a lover gets nothing. He's mocked by passion. Love is like musk. It attracts attention. Love is a tree, and lovers are its shade. Are you the lover? Are you the love? Are you the intellectual? Which one are you? Maybe you're all. When you remember, you are the intellectual that's always showing off. And you take a deep breath and you remember that, wait, I am a lover too. So I'm going to get lost. So when the intellectual in you is saying, I'm afraid, I don't want to drown in all this craziness, I'm going to lose control. The love as you surrenders to drowning in the sea. Rumi, thank you for reminding us that we are love in action, that we are loving action. And in this space, in this consciousness, we allow ourselves, we see ourselves, we remind ourselves that we truly are the candles that life is reaching for to light the path for others, to light the path for those who are experiencing grief and trauma in Oklahoma, in Georgia, in New York, wherever they are. To light the path for those who are in pain. And not an intellectual lightning, because when you come in contact with somebody else going through life, and where life is stripping them of all that they're holding on to, all that was close to them, their loved ones, and you're there and you feel yourself being emotional, feeling yourself want to cry, feeling yourself want to hug them, you can just pay attention to what you're feeling and let your body be your guide. There's so much wisdom inside of you. You allow your body to be the vibration detector. When your body says, on your quest to love, oh no, you don't want to go that way, go this way. On your quest to love, say something to that person. On your quest to love, take some time to rest. Because your body is the vibration detector. It recognizes, like, hey, wait a minute. We're getting out of alignment here. We're going into a denser vibration. Hey, oh, slow down. What are you experiencing on your quest to love? What is getting in your way? What is holding you back? What are you using to judge yourself? What lies are you telling yourself? On your quest to love, you must be stripped of anything that is unlike love. On your quest to love, you must let go of the old. On your quest to love, you must surrender. On your quest to love, you must allow yourself to be vulnerable. On your quest to love, you must ask for support, for guidance. On your quest to love, you must. Can you help me? Can you support me? Hold me up. Can I lean on you? Because not only are you the love, you are now allow yourself to be loved. It's not an independent journey. Even if we have been programmed not to be dependent or codependent, it is an interdependent journey. How can I support you while you support me? How can I support them while they support others? What are you feeling right now? What is moving through your body? What are you running from? What are you pushing through? What seems so hard? Maybe you just need to back up, stop. Because in that space, in that moment when we stop, when we push, and it gets intense, and we pull back, or we stop, we're catching the awareness. We're catching the insight. And we say, oh, wait a minute. Now, it doesn't mean the new insights actually, get you to where you want to get to. But what it will do is allow you to feel a little bit relaxed. To say, oh, wait a minute, there is another way. And then you follow that path. You follow that vibration. And then you open up a doorway. You open up a door, a window that you didn't even know was there. On your quest to love, choose to love. most importantly, on your quest to love, on your journey to love, ask the right questions. Questions that move you forward rather than questions that hold you back. Questions that justify where you are. Ask questions that pull you forward, that gets you, that supports you to see something so bigger, so much more than who you've always known yourself to be. We can ask questions like, why is this always happening to me? But, oh, you can ask that question. You might just tap into why. And then once you find out, excuse me, once you find out what that is, then now you're going to start analyze that. Oh, I know. Ain't nobody cares about that. Ain't nobody got time for that. What we got time for is, what is life asking of me right now? What good is seeking to be birthed through me right now? Where do I need to grow? What gifts, what talents are within me right now that wants to be birthed? How can I serve today, sweet spirit? Let's take a break while we ponder or make room for those, for the answers. On your quest to love, you may want to ask, how can I serve today? How can I be of service? What part of me is holding me back that I need to love right now? Who must I become? As Michael Bernard Beckwith shared with us in Live Visioning. Here's a little tip. I was going to take a break, but I just caught a new awareness. Because the streams of consciousness doesn't take a break. It's just flowing, it's flowing, and flowing. And if you open it, it'll flow through you. And if you talk too much when the stream comes, you forget what you're about to say. What was I going to say? It's going to come back to me. It was so good, too. It was so good. It was so good, I had to lay a foundation. Okay, it's gone. I'm sad. Okay, I let it be. We're going to take a That was such a good thought, too. It was coming. I heard it. I felt it. I got too excited. And the ego got in the way. Ooh, let me take credit for that. All right. I release. I let go. I'm still trying to pull it back, though. While I'm talking about releasing, I'm like, what is it? What is it? What is it? Let's take a break. Woo-wee. I love my life. I love life. The number is 347-426-3346. I'm laughing at myself. I'm a mess. Yes. I love my mess. You know what I say. I'm going to play a little bit of this song. I think I can fade it out. I've listened to it a couple of times. I want to play. I like the words. The title is Love is My Religion. I keep it here. I'll play a little bit of it. And then, oh, someone pressed one. Ooh, I like one. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I don't know one. Okay. Press what? Love is my religion. Love is my life. Love is my identity. Love.
I wish you faith in yourself to reveal all that you come here to be. Love is my choice. Love is my decision. Love is my voice. Love is my.
I wish you purpose to create all your dreams and co-conspire with the light of your life. Love is my choice. Love is my decision. Love is my voice. Love is my
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. That was Jamie Lula. Love is my religion. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be the change we want to see, and we're going to have the host of the Play Experience go live on the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And Blog Talk Radio, get it together. I can't fade down my songs again. What the heck is going on? Life is going on, and I allow love to be my tour guide. So I ain't tripping. I'm just going to try.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. We like you. We love you, too. And those of you who are listening who have a product or service that you want to get out into the world, send us an email, radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's A-H-I-M-K-I ki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Change you want to see, be the peace you want to see. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Home. Om Vasa, how are you today? I messed up. I should have just left it the way I was. We can't hear you.
Well.
We can't hear you very well. There you are. You're getting closer. Come closer. Get close to the phone so we can.
All right. Let me see. I turned this volume up. Can you hear me now?
This is a little bit better, but you sound like you're on a speakerphone. Oh, Lord. Okay, let me start over again. Oh,
I'm not on a speakerphone.
Okay. Could you bring the clothes? Can you bring the phone closer to you or something? We want to hear what you have to say.
I am right. Can you hear me?
We can. Okay, go ahead.
Just because I want to come out and play, it's acting up now, okay? I want my transmission back.
Okay, well, so you know what? We want to hit this transmission. So, do you want to hang up the call back?
Tell me to hang up. Okay, I'll
call. Hang up and call back, because we want to hear it.
Okay, all right, I'll call.
You're outside of the playground, and we're looking at you in a few minutes. And we're saying, we want to play with your toy. All right. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on your quest for love, on your quest to inner peace, on your quest to freedom, on your quest for happiness. Don't forget to play. Don't forget to ask the right questions. Don't forget to feel what you feel. Don't forget to understand you're living in the realm of humanity, in the realm of divinity. You're living in both the realm of human and divine. And all of it comes together. The human experience is the masculine energy. The divine realm is the feminine energy. And when you blend the two together, oh, my God, you will give birth to yourself. Let's try Obasa one more time. Hey, Obasa. Well, not one more time, because we're going to keep trying until we hear her. What is going on? Are you there? It's either better or just because we had a change, it just sounds like it's better. Okay. So, we're going to pull you into this playground.
Okay, you can hear me now, right?
Oh, well, you sound like you're on the other side of the table.
Well, let me try the headset that usually is not good, but, you know, in
okay.
Can you hear me now?
Ooh, yes, I can feel you. I can hug you now. Earlier, you just had me reaching, stretching for you. Okay, much better.
Okay, all right. That's good, right?
Yes, that's much better. You're in the house now. You're in the studio.
That's interesting that I took the headpiece out so they could hear me. But anyway, so I can't play because it was funny. I was walking. I had been walking all morning pretty much everywhere. And I was so tired. And I was like, this popped in my mind. Let me see what I did talking about right now. And I didn't know what time it was or anything. I just said, let me just call. I thought they were going to say your show is in 48 hours or something because I thought you were off, you know. So when I heard you talking, I said, okay, let me see what he's talking about. And I heard you forgetting stuff and everything, and I was cracking up, and you brought me home. I got to tell you, my legs was like 25 miles to go, yeah. And my legs were tearing, my feet were hurting so bad. And then I heard you talk to this, so I said, let me call him and play, because this was so inspiring. So thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. And thank you for adding to this love potion, this love soup that we mixed together. And tomorrow, who's joining you on your show tomorrow?
Oh, let's see. We got all the way from Australia on the playground. We got Brenda Kay, and she's going to be talking about, we've been talking about the family all month, and we were talking last, let's see, who do we have? We had last week, I could go last week, right? Yvonne Douglas, who is a holistic healer in the UK, she was on. And the week before, I had, oh my goodness, this is not good. This is not good.
Sherry, you had Sherry Marie.
Thank
you. No, you didn't. You had, no, you didn't. You had Natahu.
Natahu. Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, Natahu. All the way from the UK again. One of my best playmates. I don't know how I forgot her. I guess because I play with her all the time. That's a good excuse. But anyway, she was on, and she was very inspiring. And we were talking about family. The thing was family. And is family for the whole month of May, being that we always get together on Memorial Day, and this is where some of the family reunions are. And it just came to me that we should talk about family, but not just personal family, extended family, family, human family, soul family, you know. So this week we're going to focus a little bit on soul family, and then we're going to take it into Lisa, Ancestral Blueprints. I know people listen to her all the time. So she is she's going to be on the following Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time for the play experience, and she'll be talking about, of course, the soul family and ancestral family blueprints, which I love that word, blueprint.
Let's talk about the blueprint. Since you're bold enough to jump into this love play that we're doing, creating, you talk about personal family. You know, family are the ones that will just have you.
Woo-wee! Yes,
on this
indeed.
Quest for love, what advice, what inspiration, what ambassador thought, what soul journey to truth thought do you have to blend the experience?
Yeah.
Huh?
What soul power, what soul joy, you know, let's name
That's
all
right.
of them.
Right.
What power play
inspiration do you have for their old master, Safira?
Yeah.
My beloved,
well,
what do you have?
Well, in terms of the blueprints, you know that I love that word because in power play, we seek to do. We assist people in establishing new blueprints for a stress-free existence or a stress-less existence. We know that, you know, things will come up in a moment's notice as a pop quiz or a test or a board. if you really at the top of your game, you go to the board when it comes to you, like, bam, right there on you. And so when you have those instances and those power outages, power play assists you in establishing new blueprints for healthy lifestyles. So mind, body, spirit, it could be emotional, it could be mental, it could be physical, it could be all of them. But the whole idea is to not just come to a session or a personal session or a group session, workshop or a conference, is not to come just to get that shot in the arm, but to get that shot in the arm and then take that shot of the arm with you. You know, that whole thing, adage about each one, teach one, you in your life, in your new blueprint, get to display the new you in the day, you know? Mm-hmm. Basically, that's it. I'm not going to keep going because I could keep going. You know, I had to stop myself. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Because I know we are waiting for the celestial moment. Now, I want to hear that. Where is she anyway? Let's get her on the playground.
We're going to take a call, and then we're going to do celestial moment.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I'll be listening for that. But anyway, the blueprint is, thank you for asking that question, because it is about, you know, us deciding that each day we want to do a new blueprint, and we're going to keep tweaking it, and we want to keep making it better so that we can maintain that stress-free lifestyle, not just have it just for that moment.
Mm-hmm. And so it is. Thank you, Obasa. I love you. Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
We get to redesign our blueprints. Let's take a call, and then we're going to do celestial moment. Hey, Lisa from Florida. How are you doing, Lisa?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was calling to find out. I'm wondering when you feel like I'll be relocating. I've been kind of waiting for a settlement, and I want to know, you know, when you feel like this is going to happen.
Okay. So you're on a quest for love and you want to know when to move. Yeah?
Well, no, this, I'm supposed to get a financial settlement, you know,
uh-huh.
And when I get the money, then I plan on moving. I want to know when you feel like that will be happening for me. Or if there's anything else you feel for me, I'm open to hearing anything you have to say.
Oh, I am so glad you said that, because here we get down, we get down, we go deep. Now, you're getting a settlement, and you want to relocate, and you wanted to know when it's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but what we're going to do, we're going to help you in bringing it to you if that's what you need to move forward. So here's the question I have for you.
Yes.
Are you relocating because you're getting a settlement, or are you going to relocate anyway?
I'm relocating when I get the settlement.
So the question is, are you relocating because you're getting the money, or you were going to relocate anyway and you know the money will help you?
Well, the settlement's tied into the relocation. Like, I'm not going to move until I get the money.
You're not going to move until you get the money because you need the money, or you have to be where you are to get the money?
Both.
Okay. So if you move before you get the money, would you lose the money?
No, I wouldn't lose the money, but that's definitely not the plan. I'm definitely
no, not I understand. I understand. See, I want you to just stay with me here. See, you say you want to relocate, and you're waiting for a settlement, right? But here's the thing.
Right.
This relocation I'm getting, it's so much more bigger than the settlement. Because you want to move, right? Well, tell me if it is, if it isn't. You want to relocate, period, right?
I do. That is true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main focus. Now, if this is something that you want to do, if this is what makes your heart sing and you want to move forward, but just I want to relocate, but I can't do it until I get a settlement, or I'll wait till I get a settlement. Careful. Stay with me here. You start to hold yourself back, because this is what I'm saying. The mind plays games. When do you see yourself moving? Let me ask you this question before I say it next time. When do you see yourself moving?
You know, I don't know.
Ah, okay, good. I love the honesty in your answer. Now, let's do this differently.
I'm not completely miserable where I'm at. I mean, I'm fine here. I didn't
say that. I'm just letting you know that
I'm fine where I live, that it's not horrible or a war zone or anything like that. I just, you know, eventually would
want to
go.
Right. And what I hear is you being on this path of peace and bliss, and you want more. And I'm saying, let's create more. I didn't say you, I'm feeling you've been miserable. I feel like you're like, oh, there's so, I can relocate. And then, oh, the settlement, oh my God. You have all this vision that is just swimming all around you. But then on this, walking down this yellow brick road, you're like, oh, but wait. Let me make, when is the settlement coming? So here's what I want. I want to help you realign, augment your energy, your vibration. So because we attract what we are in a vibration alignment with, they can tell you your settlement will be ready maybe December. I'm just throwing a month. And you can say, okay, I just wait till December and get in December. You can change your vibration, and you get a call and say, listen, we don't know, this never happens. We just had a check or whatever, come and sign it now. Or they can tell you it'll be ready in December. You're all excited, waiting to move. Just saying, I can't do anything. I'm going to move when I get it. And in December, they say, well, actually, we have some issues there. You have to wait till March 2014. So what I'm saying, in this now where all your power lies, do you know where you want to relocate to?
Yeah, I don't know the exact house, but I have the idea of the area that I'm thinking about going to.
Okay, so is it within the same state, or you moving to another state? Okay, so you know the area. Do you know if you want a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom, a mansion? Do you want to share with other people? Do you have that vision?
Yeah, I kind of have an idea of what I'd like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When do you want to move?
I was kind of hoping to get out of here before the end of the year. That would be great.
Okay, so when do you want to move? You want to get it before the end of the year. Why not set a date?
Well, I'd like to move, like, tomorrow, if possible.
Okay. Is it possible?
Yeah. No, it's not possible right now, but...
And it is. You never know. You never
I don't
know.
Think I'll be
you
moving might... May 23rd.
So, let me ask you this. See, because what gets in the way of what we say we want or what is seeking to be birthed, is how we think about it. If you met somebody and said to you, a friend of a friend, a family member, that's just has mastered this money flow thing, and they say to you, Lisa, I've been hearing you want to move. I know you're waiting on a settlement, but you know what? I just feel this urge, this nudge to support you. Well, how much you need to relocate, and when do you want to move? Would you say, well, thank you, but I don't want to move right now? Or would you give them a date? Would you take the offer?
I don't know.
You don't know because you don't want to move, or you don't know because you're worried that there might be a consequence of taking money from somebody else?
I don't know. I never thought of it that way.
So here's what I want you to think about. I can go get my medicine cards and pull cards for you and say, oh,
okay,
you're going to have a miracle, and say, oh, you're going to have the money in a month's time.
I hope so.
Now we're getting close. You're like, oh, I hope so in a month's time. But see, there is a part of you that is holding yourself back from what you want, even beyond the money. See, we can go to, you know, like I said, I got two different cards actually, but I got the medicine card. But I can pull it up here and say yes, and you can hold on to that dream and hold on to that vision of what you heard me pull, or the cards, or the animal, or whatever. So keep trusting. But the truth is, if you are still the same person when you get the money and when you move, then you end up encountering the same kind of stuff. You end up maybe find a house that you're like, oh, why did I move here? It's the worst move. I should have stayed where. The idea of moving forward in life, physically and metaphorically, is to become so much more with the settlement or without the settlement. Now, asking questions, daydreaming. If you have that money on you right now, what would you do? What would you be doing right now? If you had that money, if you got that money yesterday, what would you be doing right now?
I would probably be giving away almost everything in the house so I can move.
Okay. You give it away because you say, I can buy some more stuff, or you just feel to share what you have in the house already?
Well, because I have a lot of stuff I don't need, and I've been going through it.
Okay.
I've been giving stuff away anyway, but getting rid of things.
But there's more, right?
Not that much more. There's a little more. I have to go through a lot of my clutter. That's what I've been working on.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. When you say there's some stuff I still need to give away, and they say there's more, you say, well, not that more, just a little bit. It reminds me of the hoarder. It's like, no, don't touch that. See, the thing is, what I'm saying is step into the vibration of what you want right now. Get really clear in your mind of what you really want, so your answer can become yes or no. Do you want to move today? No, I want to move tomorrow. Rather than, well, I don't know. See, you are in control. You are. You have the settlement coming. It's actually a wonderful opportunity for you to be so much more. To be so much. So the settlement is coming. You now have the opportunity to be so much more, to step into that space of, I have the money, and this is what I'm doing. Now, if there's anything in your house that you don't need that you want to give away, start giving away. Make it a priority as if you're moving next month. When I said, if I tell you you're moving next month, you said, I hope so. Well, step into that energy. Step into that vibration. Step into it rather than, oh, I can't wait to move, or I can't wait for the settlement. And when you move, it's almost like the thought of the settlement pulls you back a little bit. And then you think of what you can do and how grateful you will be to be in this new place. But, oh, my God, the settlement is taking a long time. You move yourself forward vibrationally, and you pull yourself back by the settlement. And you start going back and forth and back and forth. And then you find yourself just going different places. Why don't you settle with yourself right now and create the space for all the miracles that need to happen, everything that you need to relocate have a house gifted to you. Who knows? There are many channels through which you can be blessed. But you must be clear. You must be vibrationally clear about what you want and who you're going to become.
Okay, thank you.
You've got to be that now. I sense a holding on to the sentiment like it's going to be a lifeline. But the lifeline is right now. The lifeline is right now. And if you start planning for your relocation and the money doesn't come next month, what do you lose? You're just more ready.
Right.
So the money will come when you become a vibrational match to it.
Okay.
And that can be as soon as you finish talking to me. It can be next month. It can be next week. It can be next year. But as soon as you become the vibrational match to it, everything, not just the sentiment, every and anything that you need, you will draw onto you if you can keep trusting the process, keep moving forward. Moving forward in spite of. If you get a call and say, well, you know, that sentiment is not going to happen for another 2 years, are you going to say, that's it, I'm not moving? So then the question is, what is your intent? What is your deepest intent? Are you moving because you're getting money, or do you really want to move? You get to play around in this game, and you can't lose.
Right.
You're always going to get it right. You're ever going to get it right and say, well, you know, I was right. It wasn't going to happen this year. Well, so you're right. I knew it was going to happen. I knew I was going to move this year. You get to create it. You get to attract to you when you become. You attract to you what you want when you become a vibration alignment to it. You got to do the inner work. You got to get so clear about it that the money saying, oh, my God, where's Lisa? Where is she? Where is she? You let goodness and mercy start tracking you down. Turn up that vibration. Get a little bit more passionate. Shift your zip code within your consciousness right now that the money is like, listen, I don't care what y'all need to sign. I need to get to Lisa. All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The money will come when you become a vibrational match to it. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. It is time for Celestial Moment. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play your song a little bit before, because earlier, at the beginning of the show, we were able to fade the song. Something is happening. We got some gremlins in the system. Where's your song? Right here. And then I'm going to bring you on. Can I fade you up and down?
No.
Dedicate this energetic vibration song to Lisa as she relocates to a new vibration in
calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need.
I am all you ever need. I am all you ever need.
I am all you'll ever need.
Settle with that. Settle into the truth of who you
are.
I
am the wisdom.
Lisa and anybody else who represents that conversation. Money has got such a powerful energy. I was asking a friend of mine the other day, he's like, why? Unless you're muted, I know you know that already. Why does money have such a strong hold? People will kill for money. People will sell drugs for money. People will betray themselves. Countries will go to war for money. Money has so much power. Money is God, even though we say we don't. You know, we serve money like it is God. It is energy. My God is energy. I get that. But in this platform, in this network, we're going to empower folks to be so much more. And can we be more? We're already more. And if there's anything you're moving through, growing through, become that now. Who would you be if the goal was already achieved? We don't always give you the answer. We empower you to come up with your own answer. That's right. That's what we do over here. Ain't that right, Celeste?
That is absolutely right, Life Coach Today. And you know, while I was listening to Ambassa from the Play Experience, I had this vision. Mm-hmm. I'm setting you up.
I'm ready.
I know. Wouldn't it be an amazing experience to have
all of the hosts on Life Conversations Radio Network join together for a show.
Okay, let's do that in June.
Sounds great. I'll make sure I work on that when I'm done with my celestial moment.
Yeah, you have to work on it, literally, so that you can be on it.
Well, my intern's not here yet. I know. Right, so I can be on it. Indeed. But, you know, I've learned how to multitask like you, dear sir.
Yes, and there are, you.
I know. But all is well. I'm really enjoying the quest for love. And perhaps money has become our holy grail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Who knows? And it's really, I mean, I get it. It's getting things in perspective. I mean, I'm clear about I want to be a channel for more of it to flow to and through me. And as I dance between not – when I find myself sometimes not doing something because I think I don't have it, and dance between that and remembering, well, the I am presence, got it, and money's everywhere evenly present. So for me, that's how I kind of augment myself and realign my energy, you know, because I get an email here that just popped in and say, go fund me. We all want to be fund, and the key to being fun is to find what brings you fun. So much so that somebody thinks, oh, my God. There's something about you. There's something about your energy. What do you do? How can I support you? It's time for a money conversation real soon. We got quite a few people we can bring back to talk about money.
Absolutely. All right. I'm writing this down.
we are money in action. All right. Let's do celestial moment. And if you're ready, we can move into the questions. You want to do it that way or do you need to take
a
break?
Yes. That sounds great. You ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, we have a switch in case you're trying to read with me, okay?
No. Oh, what, the question or the celestial moment?
No, celestial moment.
No, I'm just going to listen while you read.
Wonderful. So good afternoon, family. It's Celeste here again, and it is my pleasure to bring you celestial moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life. Right now, Wednesdays belong to Archangel of Healing, Raphael, and the Orisha of Change and Transformation, Mother of Nine, Olya. The energy of the day equals six, and that sacred number just happens to belong to Olya's husband, King Shango, the spirit of drumming, dance, and thunder. So how fitting that we should be talking about love today. For six is ruled by Venus, Earth's sister planet, who connects us with beauty, passion, love, and sensuality. So if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, six is your lesson number for the whole year. And since 2013 equals six, we're all touched by this vibration. Our sixth chakra is our third eye chakra, which opens our abilities to use our intuitive gifts. Six also makes an appearance as the Lovers in tarot, which is astrologically connected to the sign of Gemini, the twins. It relates to magnetism and attraction, for like attracts like. When you see yourself reflected in the face of another, you are truly beholding the divine within. The sixth letter of the alphabet is F, and words like fun, fantasy, and fire connect us to the divine power of the number six. Six also shows up as the snake in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Snake, come crawling. There's fire in your eyes. Bite me, excite me, I'll learn to realize. The poison transmuted brings eternal flame. Open me to heaven to heal me again. Snakes are used for the symbol of healing and doctors. The snake sheds its skin to reveal new life. It doesn't deliberate. When the skin gets too old, the snake instinctively lets go. Snake medicine is the energy of wholeness, cosmic consciousness, and the ability to experience anything willingly and without resistance. It is the knowledge that all things are equal in creation and that those things which might be experienced as poison can be eaten, ingested, integrated, and transmuted if one has the proper state of mind. We understand that this is heavy medicine, but it is also simple. This is the medicine of the ultimate surrender. It's a shift in consciousness from calling things either good or bad and accepting it all for what it is. We release our fears and our stories to move more boldly on our quest for love. All is well. And that's the story of Six through the Snake of Medicine cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste Morgan. I appreciate you. So basically, you're telling us to give whatever we're moving through, they're challenging us to give it a love bite.
Yes.
You don't scare me. I am love in action, and I'm transmuting this. I'm transforming this experience, knowing that I am the alchemist of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister. The celestial moment. That's right. I mean, who? The quest for love, and which in today's number six. I just, you know.
I know, right? And
I just love it.
And that was completely unplanned. I mean, that synchronicities, I don't think we treasure them enough. I think sometimes we get so used to the blessings and the miracles. They're like, oh, yeah, that happened. But when you act like a kid, the Cracker Jack box, like, oh, I got a prize. I think the universe says yes, and here's some more.
Yes. There's some more. And then you get to hear the holy voice. And you say, oh, I'm going to do this on this day or at that time, and you don't even know. And then you find out everything just kind of aligns. Like, oh, wow, I didn't even know when to do it. But you, because you're listening to the intuition. You're listening to your body. You're listening to the wisdom of ages of which you were birthed out from.
Wow.
Remind yourself that you are the candle that life is reaching out to and using you to light the path for others. Life needs
that.
You. Say yes.
Right. Oh, man, that needs to be on a T-shirt. Okay, you are so ready for these questions, okay? You're on fire. You're ready. All right.
Bring it.
Here we go. I'm going to bring it right now. Okay, this is from Nicole. I have a young, close family friend who posted a picture of herself in a towel on Facebook. She just got out the shower. I was reading the comments, and one of the young men told her she should take it down. I thought the same thing, too, but she said that she was covered and she didn't do anything wrong. Where is the fine line of supporting young women in expressing themselves and also feeling like I should mind my own business? Nicole.
Well, you are minding your own business by calling, by writing in. You know, I can say, I can go, well, I won't, because that's just not my style anyway. Young people nowadays don't know the fine line, and they just don't know it's going to come back and hunt them. We can do all that. We tend to do that. We do that when we gather together in the news and debate stuff. First of all, they learn it from somewhere. Let's just read. If we're going to talk about what children should do or shouldn't do or the fine line, let us be the example. When we sit with them and watch movies where the line is blurred, we're affirming, we're telling them it's okay for them to do it. When we don't have real conversation with them, when we as adults hanging with our friends and the conversation we're having is kind of really out there, it's gay, and they can hear us in another room. We need to be the one drawing the line, whatever the line is. So where's the line for young women? I don't know. They get to draw the line. But you said mind your own business. Well, the truth is, you may not be ready for this, Nicole. While we talk about drawing the line, let's really get real. If she's in the towel, what's the problem? Oh, I know the mothers and fathers are probably tripping. But sometimes we got to challenge our own belief system. The fact that we can't even allow ourselves sometimes to think, okay, so what, she was in the towel, she just came out of the shower. Okay, what's the big deal? But that's just, you know, we don't even allow ourselves to sit with that for a minute in order to come up with a different solution. Now, Nicole, back to you, if you can go there with me. If you feel like she should take it down and you tell her she doesn't, I mean, let it be. Because ultimately, I mean, I guess really addressing, well, several places I want to go with it. Now, why do you want her to take it down? Does it embarrass you? Do you think it's going to get her in trouble? Do you think she's setting a bad example? Do you think all of that? But the truth is, if all of that is what you're thinking or whatever you're thinking and you're trying to protect her, you can't protect somebody who's destined to put themselves in the bullseye. You feel like you should mind your own business. Well, mind your own business and tell the truth. Now, people are looking for attraction or attention, and they want to attract the attention any way they can. So, we can keep it real simple, and I can go other places with it. You feel like you should mind your own business? Well, do. Bless her. How old is she? Whatever age. Bless her. Even if she's in her 30s, in her 20s, a teenager, bless her. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, we adults can look back and look at some of the stuff we did and our parents disagreed with it or didn't like it or they almost lost their minds. See the best in her. See the best happening for her. If you're trying to protect her, hold the vision, knowing that she will come to her right mind, knowing that she will make better choices, whatever that is for her. You know, it's funny when the celebrities, they post pictures on Twitter and Facebook and they take it down and apologize they shouldn't have done it. It's like, yeah, no, you wanted to do it. And you needed the experience so you can learn more about yourself. Either way, whatever happens, it will bring this young woman to herself. Don't trip about it. It's her picture. Just keep it moving. And if you're struggling with it, then you want to ask yourself, what's your issue about it? Deal with your issue about it, and you can be free. And then that's really minding your own business. Like, okay, what is it that really feels uncomfortable for you? Because we do think we can tell people what to do. I mean, come on. We look at the world today. Yeah, and it's okay to be there. It's okay to correct. It's okay to support young women. But some of them are just, well, not just. They're going to learn what they need to learn. Like we do, like we are. And sometimes there are people who post pictures on social media and they get a position, a job or whatever, Miss USA, Miss whatever, and then the picture comes up and then they have to quit. Well, it's called consequences of actions. That's all. It's part of life. Can we still love ourselves when we make the most traumatic mistake, when we've just done something so stupid? Can we still love ourselves? Can others still love us? Will you still love me, even though I was being silly, even though I was a fool, even though I did something stupid? Can you still love me? You can call it oversimplified, but that's what it comes down to, because there's going to be a day where this doesn't even matter, where Facebook becomes another MySpace. You know, MySpace is trying to struggle, like, I'm going to make it to the shore. Let it go, MySpace. We're facing reality right now. But anyway, I digress. Oh, Lord, when people say, go on my MySpace, I'm like, MySpace? What you doing on MySpace? Anyway. Oh, I already claimed my space. Now I'm facing reality. All right, let's do the next question.
Well, all right now. This is from Miguel. I like a woman at work. Miguel, I know. I'm about to break out in that song, Adore You. Okay, I'm done. Oh, I'm not singing it. No, I'm not. Okay, here we go. His question is serious. I like a woman at work. I've seen her for years, and we say hi and bye and talk about books. We are Facebook friends.
Facebook.
After I saw her. I know, right?
Facebook.
Okay, come on.
Facebook.
Kind of
just...
No, it's an F, it's F day. It's a six-letter of the alphabet.
Okay, go ahead.
Breathe. I'm going to start over so we can cleanse our energy. Breathe, man. Okay, Miguel.
Let me do some water.
Miguel, right. If you're listening, we love you, and we appreciate you being strong enough to send this question in to us. We're just a little goofy, so you're just going to have to receive it in love, okay? All right. Are you ready?
I think. Go ahead.
I know he's listening. I like a woman at work. I've seen her for years, and we say hi and bye and talk about books. We are Facebook friends. After I saw her yesterday, I sent her a message saying she needed to kiss me. I was still in earshot, so I heard her laugh. I then wrote, "I'm serious." She didn't respond until this morning, saying that she doesn't kiss people she knows casually, but my message was sweet and have a blessed day. How do I get next to this girl? I think I just offended her. Miguel.
Miguel, sorry, I just got to do this. Go talk to the girl that Nicole is complaining about. She might kiss you back. Okay. Now, she said, I sent her a message. Is he saying he sent a message via Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't really think it's that serious. She didn't respond until this morning, saying that she doesn't kiss people she casually announced. But my message was sweeter,
Well, he offended her. He thinks he offended her, and how does he get next to her? Like, what next move?
I think I just offended her, but you said you've known her for 4 years. Oh, 4 years. I didn't say 4 years. For years. You say hi, but it talks about books, so you're already friends. Keep it simple. Talk to her. First of all, somebody you know, did you see you send a message through Facebook? Come on now, brother. And she's next to you? What in the world? That's like, I guess Facebook is another way of saying, do you like me? Tick here for yes and here for no. Just go talk. If you feel like you've offended her, which is really your question, then go talk to her. I mean, if she said she don't kiss people she's casual with, would say she doesn't kiss people she knows casually, well, I don't see anything that's offensive about that. She's just letting you know. We ain't that close. And wait a minute. You said, I sent her a message, she needed to kiss me. Let me back up for a minute. I forgot.
Yeah,
almost.
Yes.
Whoa.
Back up. Yes, back up, please. I'm like, what?
I missed it. It's just I must have heard some of y'all screaming in my ear, on my head. Miguel.
After I saw her yesterday, I sent her a message saying she needed to kiss me. I was still in earshot, so I heard her laugh. I then wrote, I'm serious. She didn't respond until this morning, saying she doesn't kiss people she knows casually, but my message was sweet and have a blessed day.
You must be. Maybe you're talking about a kiss of, what they call it? Mouth to mouth resuscitation, if you're serious? You're not just going to send a message to a woman, you needed to kiss me. For what? Because you're dying and you need some oxygen? I mean, come on now. Either there's some more in between it, but that, no, brother, you don't just send a woman, she needed to kiss you. Needed to kiss you? I don't know what to say, man. I think you need to get clear. I think you need to get clear about what you want. What do you want, brother? And when she kisses you, then what? And then, well, we were friends, we used to share books, and, you know, we used to say hi and bye, and we kissed. I asked her to kiss me, and she kissed, and one thing led to another. Now she's pregnant, but I don't really want a child, and I don't know what to do. Fill in the blanks. Don't be asking somebody to kiss you. What? Come on, Miguel. What do you want? Brother, man, come
okay.
on now. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
You don't
okay, life coach today.
Yes.
What would you? No, seriously. Okay, let's put this into the category of maybe this is one of your nephews, and he's coming to you for, you know, like fatherly advice. You know, because that's the way that I'm seeing young men approach women these days.
Okay.
This is not new.
Right.
So, what kind of tips would you give Miguel? Because telling a woman that she needs to kiss you isn't necessary. Well, for some women, that might work though.
Okay, well, how old is Miguel? How old is Miguel? Do you know?
Yes, he's in his 20s, late 20s.
Okay. Late 20s. Yeah, man. Well, if I use my nephew who is mid-20s, I'll still say the same thing. Now, if maybe I'm just old. I'm just so old I don't know how people do things anymore. I doubt that. if you send somebody, if I was giving tips, okay, let me just stay with Celeste. If I was giving tips, I would say, Miguel, first of all, do you want to take this, do you want to go on a date? Do you want to be in a relationship with this woman? Do you see her being your wife? Well, have that conversation first. And okay, if you say this is what we do now, old man, life coach, Ade, we don't have that kind of conversation. Well, if you send someone and they needed to kiss you, they have a right to say yes or no. So it's really not that deep. You can keep it moving. You ask her to keep you kiss you. You ask her, you know, you say she needed to kiss you. She said, nope, don't do that. Keep it moving. If you're concerned about the fact that you offended her, because that's really what, then go apologize. And if there's something you need to tell her, which there is, say it. Set yourself free before somebody else is kissing her, and then you'll really be mad at yourself because they ask her on a date first and another date, and then the kiss just happened rather than, you need to kiss me. What are you, a frog? You need to be a real frog. Fully reliant on God. F-R-O-G. Be a real frog. Rely on God and say what you want. That you feel attracted to her. You want to go on a date. And you want to talk more than books. That's it. Next question, please.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
you don't want to say nothing, right? You don't want to touch that. I mean, yeah, well. We just got to tell the truth. That's the answer, man. We just got to tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Miguel, a frog, or maybe he can reach out to Nicole's friend.
You said what? Oh, yeah.
Miguel, a frog, or maybe he can reach out to Nicole's friend.
Okay,
yeah, family friend.
Yeah, frog, rely on God, or reach out to Nicole's friend, and she'd probably be happy to kiss you. And post it on Facebook.
Ooh, okay now.
All right, yeah, let's move on to the next question.
Great work, life coach. I know, right? Okay. Wow. Okay, my sister didn't grow up with... Oh, this is from Beth.
Okay.
My sister didn't grow up with the family. She came around at first to meet everybody, but now she doesn't come to any family functions. She barely calls. She seems selfish living apart from us and not keeping in touch with the relatives. They always asking about her, and they often come to me. I'm tired of being the go-between. If she doesn't feel like dealing with us, then why should we chase after her? I'm tired of trying. Beth.
Wow. I hear pain. I hear love, a desire for love, for connection. I mean, it's funny, as I listen to the question, I think I'll get personal here, Beth, if you don't mind. Let me get up in your question. I have an older sister. We don't talk regularly. She's in England, and I ponder, go back and forth about it. Like, why don't we talk? And last week I just said, you know, why waste energy wondering why doesn't call me, why don't we talk regularly? Why don't I just pick up the phone and call her, which is what I did. You know, I grew up with my sister, so rather than, first of all, trying to figure out why don't she feel like it, why can't she call me, it's a waste of energy. Now, let's get back. And then it still ties in, Beth. You say she didn't grow up with you. She didn't grow up with you, so there's obviously, I don't know how many years apart. You know, it's like there are things that need to be worked through, learning about each other. She may feel out of place. She may be mad that she didn't grow up with you. I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. I mean, I would like to know that, but I'm just going to go by what I have. She may have felt like nobody cared about her. She may feel like she doesn't belong. You said she seems selfish living apart from us and not keeping in touch with the relatives. Well, are the relatives calling her? Are the relatives sending her a text? They're always asking about her and then often come to me. Well, why are they asking you? You don't live with her. Why don't they ask her? Stop being go-between. That's it. It came out. You don't know if she doesn't feel like dealing with us, with your family. You say she doesn't feel like dealing with us. Well, why don't you find out what she's really feeling? Why don't the family do something, go out to a movie, and build the relationship? I mean, this, it seems like there's a lot more. I mean, I can't just give, say, oh, try this. You're tired of trying. Tired of trying what? Tired of trying to talk to her and tell her to talk to the family members. Why are the family members coming to you? Why don't they go to her? I have another family friend. We don't talk regularly. Oh, boy, it's not like I don't talk to my family members. No, I'm using examples in my life, okay? And when I talk to her, she's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You don't call me, and here's my number. Change my number. And I'm like, okay, great. Thank you. But please, if I ever forget, if I take too long to call you back, call me and remind me. You know, we just need to stop putting pressure on each other. We need to just keep it simple and deal with our own stuff. I suggest that you reach out to her with simple things. How are your day today? How's your day today? I was just thinking about you. Let's hang out. Let's go to the movies. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's catch up. Let's learn more about each other. Give her an opportunity to say, no, I'm not interested. And if she says she's not interested, she's not interested. Sometimes we weave this web and it just makes it so complicated. I don't know if the father or you have different fathers, different mothers. You got to deal with the truth. The truth will set you free, but at first it will piss you off. But if you're willing to grow, it may not piss you off. And stop being the go-between. If people want to know why your sister don't call, don't come around, say, you know what? That's a good question. Let me tell you what you need to do. Here's a number. She's on Facebook. Since Facebook is the theme. She's on Twitter. Connect with her. Some people be putting their own responsibility on other people. Don't carry that. Let's go back to Nicole's lesson. Tell people to mind their own business and take care of their own connection with your sister. And you mind yours and say, I'm not dealing with it. You're just going to burn yourself out. Life ain't for wimps. Life ain't for wimps. So, those are all the questions?
Yes, they are. Excellent job, Life Coach, today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And for those people listening, they can get free, too.
You said what?
And for those people listening, they get free, too.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. You know, life is simple. But how we've been conditioned to think about life, what to do, makes it complicated. But like I said, as I said at the beginning of the show, this whole thing about being vulnerable, we're all protecting our vulnerability, and then we start projecting. But what does it take to contact a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, somebody, a cousin, an aunt, a friend? You've got to become vulnerable. You've got to be willing to risk looking like a fool. You got to be willing, Miguel, for the woman to say to you, no, I don't like you like that. But we try and protect ourselves from being vulnerable, being hurt, and we end up not experiencing life. And we end up keeping people away because the same energy, the mindset that we use to protect ourselves protects us from a real conversation with people. You can't say, well, yeah, I'm protecting myself against this person, but I'm going to open myself here. Well, maybe. But the truth is, wherever you set up that energy of that protection, it lives in your energy. And we can't ask people to be something that we're afraid to be. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to share our weaknesses. We're afraid to show that we don't know everything, that we're wrong. The quest to love is be vulnerable. Drown in the sea of love. The intellect won't know what to do with you. And other people say, that person lost their mind. And the folks that lost their mind are hanging with God, creating magic. Steve Jobs, he lost his mind. He started a company. They fire him. They brought him back. I mean, come on. There's so many stories. And he changed the way we make phone calls. He changed the way we interact with one another. They said, oh, my God, he had a bad temper. Okay. I don't enjoy being around people with bad temper, but out of that bad temperness, consciousness, came a divine idea. I'm sure he had other people and he's the one. That's what his soul came here to do. Let's think about our soul journey on this quest to love. Why is your soul here? Why is your soul in the body? Why did your soul choose the family that you're with? Why is your soul choosing to experience what you're experiencing? Rather than look at it as something is wrong, look at it as the perfect answer to the place, the next place you want to get to. Not as a block to where you want to get to. It is actually the password for you to see what you want to see, what you desire. It's almost time to release the show, Celeste. Are you ready to release the show?
Yes, it is. But, you know, you had a phenomenal week this week, and I want to invite people to go back to the archives because Cynthia James was such a gift with Affirmative Living. Beautiful. Yes. Anifa Funke. Amazing work around the love piece. But what did we call it? Wait a minute. Loneliness?
Loneliness.
Neediness.
And abandonment.
And here we are, neediness questions for love. We bring a needy back. No.
So I had to pee in my head.
Some potter ass. Oh, okay, I'm done. But no, it was really wonderful. And so you'll be back on Monday with Barbara Berger. And you got the play experience tomorrow night with Mbasa and that beautiful Brenda Kay. She channels Sophia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. You know that's going to be powerful.
Oh, wow.
You got me?
Imagine. A channel of Sophia and Ambassador Sophera. Ooh.
Indeed.
Oh, my God. They're going to be wisdom that's coming out of it. Pow, 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 pow. And instead of saying, ow, ow, when the wisdom hits you, you just go, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, Shanti. You know, you're always
okay.
You're always surrounded by goddesses. What does that make you?
A god? Mm-hmm. I am blessed to have beautiful, powerful, grounded, spiritual females in my life. And I'm grateful for the experience. And I can say I am who I am because of the females that are around me. I definitely can say that. And I would say this to every man needs a woman, at least one, who is grounded, spiritual, and not afraid. Because we as men represent the masculine energy, but there's something about the feminine energy that can hold a thought and sit with it, let it marinate for 9 months and say, thank you for that wonderful idea you just gave me. Look what I got. And if you can all surrender and start doing how to attract or needy men or needy women and all that other stuff, battle of the sexes bullshit that they'll be putting out there. It's like, come on. Ain't no battle. The only battle is in your consciousness. We need each other. And man, we need the females. We need the energy. We need their mothering. We need their mothering. Some females have to quite learn their mothering skills, so they smother. But the sisters, the women who have learned that they're here to be a cosmic mother, when we allow them in, we allow them into politics, we allow them into corporations, and things start to look different. The world ain't ready for that, but it's happening. So
in the
happening.
Year of the Cosmic Mother, I didn't say that, Life Coach, today. And thank you for the segue because I forgot my own show. Also, please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have some fun. But look at you, you little numerologist. 2013 this year, the Cosmic Mother. You're the bomb.
I am the bomb because I'll be hanging with I am.
No, that's right. So,
I'll be hanging with higher consciousness. I've been listening to voices in my head. They're known as all kind of names, ancestors, guys. They just be talking all at once sometimes, and I just forget what I'm about to say. They gave me something so good, I can't even remember what that was. But anyway, I digress. Take the compliment. We're on a quest for love. And if you can't tune into all those people in your head, in your consciousness, listen to your body. Let your body become a vibration detector. And you get close to something that feels good, your body goes, moves. It's like, ooh, what's going on? I don't know. And you can move in the direction of your surrender. You can surrender
to your future calling you forward. And you know when to let go. You know when to hold on. You know when to fold them. You know when to walk away. Because you never, ever count your money.
When
you're sitting at the table. Because some people got issues. I'm just saying.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. I'm so out.
Yes.
Did you really have to
yes.
let the world know I know a Kenny Rogers song by heart?
And I love that song. My dad used to listen to it when I was young. When I was younger in Nigeria. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Then, you know, when the dealing is done, when you get back and come back to yourself, when you're in your home, when you sit with yourself, you can reflect on your life. Say, wow, I've come a long way. I've come a long way, baby. I'm a man right now. Stop it. No, stop. Don't even say this. Listen, don't do it. You come back and say, I've come a long way. I know. I can't help
it. I'm going to post it on your wall.
I'm switching from both. I'm a man, baby. I come a long way.
I'm going to post that on your wall right now, family. The show continues on my Coach Day's wall right now. I can't believe he just did that. Man, wrap this thing.
Let me wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up with this. I don't know what song we're going to play. Tell me, you tune in. Give me a song. But before you give me the song, you got to feel what you feel. You got to deal with it. And once you deal with it, you get to experience the healing. You got to feel, deal, and heal. Pick up Sacred Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Without dealing with what you feel or what you're running from, you can't heal. You can't hide it. You can't affirm it away. You can't preach it away. You can't make up it away. That's right. You can make up word it away. You got to feel it to heal it. And what you won't be with, see, I'm doing too much now. What you can't be with won't let you be.
I know that's right.
Keep running. It's like, here I am.
I'm trying to help you. So what happens when you're in the land of I am, Life Coach Today?
Oh, that you realize there's so much more to you that you don't even know. That there is wisdom. You get to tap into the archives of your ancestors. In the land of I am, you say, oh, I am more than this, more than I've been. I am. Ooh, you're more than enough. I am in the land of I am. That's right. On the quest for love, you one day will wake up to the reality that you are in the land of I am. Celeste, thank you for a wonderful week. And actually, I don't know. I did a, as you know, pre-recorded interview with Elaine Marie.
We forgot about you on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. That too.
InspireBroadcasting.com.
That's right. Wow. And but there's a pre-recording that she's going to air. I don't know when. It's a great interview. Great interview. And I don't say that from an ego perspective. I mean, it was such a, I think I've said this before, such a beautiful exchange between myself and Elaine Marie. And even what I was hearing was blowing me away. It was like, oh my God. Wow. Oh my God. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'll be well.
Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. Wherever you are, know that God is. The fullness of God is everywhere. The fullness of God is right where you are. The fullness of God is in Oklahoma. The fullness of God is in the hospitals. The fullness of God is in the hospice. We are all living in the land of I am. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Fortunately, I can't play Ricky underneath me. Let me try. Oh, it's not good. Rock Talk Radio. Okay, so I'm going to start that later. Ricky Byers Beckwith. We started off with Ricky Byers Beckwith. What was the song we played again? I can't remember. Wow, that's a trip. You know what song we played. If you don't know, go back and listen to it. What is this? Oh, It All Fades Into God. That's it.
And this is In the Land of I Am, Ricky Byers back with WeLetItBe.com. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for allowing me to express, to share, to inspire you, to support you on your journey. We're all in it together. And thank you for all the feedbacks, what I call the love back. I give the love, and it's always nice to receive the love back. Be blessed, be still, and listen to the still small voice within. In the land of I am health, I am joy, I am peace.
I'm out. Happy.
I'm done.
I am not.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.